via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States registered its deadliest day from the coronavirus since May on Wednesday, while also adding nearly 200,000 infections to a wave of new cases that is by far the worst the country has experienced at any time during the pandemic. More than 89,000 people were hospitalized as of Wednesday, another record figure that comes amid worries that today's Thanksgiving holiday, will lead to even more infections with people traveling to gather with family and friends. Officials in many states have put restrictions in place to slow the spread of the virus. However, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a temporary order blocking New York State from enforcing attendance limits at houses of worship in areas that have seen infection spikes. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to stay at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small this year. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said Wednesday the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. President Trump said it was a great honor to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his presidency. The Russia investigation, he long insisted, was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. For more news, please join us at voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister said Thursday the army had been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray regional capital after a 72-hour ultimatum ended for Tigray leaders to surrender, and he warned its 500,000 residents to stay indoors and disarm. In an official statement, Abiy Ahmed asserted that thousands of militia and special forces surrendered during the 72-hour period that ended Wednesday evening, and that Ethiopia would take utmost care to protect civilians. The international community had pleaded for immediate de-escalation, dialogue, and humanitarian access as Ethiopian forces had fought their way through Tigray to Mekelle. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that had already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation. Staff said alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for escalating the conflict. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates. This according to family sources and a statement from the Ummah Party. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister, overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The Ummah Party said in a statement that Mahdi would be buried on Friday in Sudan. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for the lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. Period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who have died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national sites in the country and government buildings for 5 days through November the 29th. Humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out a hospital from one of its most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards, and restrictions forced them to shut down its operations. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.